Locker room chats continue here on KMZA, talking Wetmore basketball with girls head coach Irene Kiefer. It is presented by Holton Community Hospital, Wetmore Family Medicine. Coach, coming off a loss on a Tuesday night to Axtell, 51-29. You get one more game prior to the holiday break, but just going back to that Axtell game on a Tuesday night, what were some of the few key takeaways from that game?
A lot of it was, we kind of shot ourselves in our foot. We came off with the first quarter, we had the lead, and then we just kind of, fell apart. Having that young team, though, it's going to happen. I got to keep reminding them, there's four quarters, there's not just one, there's not just two. So it's just a lot of, growing pains with the young team, try to get them to keep their head on their shoulders in the entire game and not just, give up after one or two quarters.
You still got another ball game coming up on a Friday against Clifton Clyde. We'll get to that in just a moment. But just what's one of the one thing or maybe a couple things that you want to see regardless of a win or a loss tomorrow night? Just some kind of momentum going into the holiday break. What's a few things you're just trying to look for and see from your team here in this next game heading into that couple weeks off?
Definitely looking for somebody else to step up. Kenzie Strothman has been great. She's had, I believe, two 18-point games and a 22-point game. But, she can't be the only one out there with the whole load on her shoulders. So just looking for somebody else to step up and not be afraid to also step into the spotlight. I've had a long talk with them, and, we had a little bit of a team bonding, and I think that's going to go a long way just with, everybody trying to get comfortable with each other and learn how each other moves and all that stuff. So I think we're going to get there, definitely. But it's a work in progress, like I said, being young. But, like I said, somebody else needs to step up, and I think we'll start seeing that here with these next couple games.
Seems to be a trend with some of the other coaches we've talked to around here, just finding that continuity, finding an extra player or two that can step up and make some plays. Seems to be kind of a trend going into the holiday break. Now, you get a Clifton Clyde team tomorrow night. They're off to a very, very good start. They're undefeated. They're 3-0. They got wins over Rock Hills, Pike Valley, most recently against Lynn. They snuck that one out by one earlier this week, 41-40. How much do you know about this Clifton Clyde team? What kind of ball game can you ultimately expect tomorrow night?
I honestly haven't kept up with them a whole lot. I've been kind of taking it, one game at a time, watching film at one team at a time. Like you said, it's just one of those things where, hopefully we get more people stepping up and taking it from there. But we look forward to every challenge. We keep getting into foul trouble, unfortunately, so that's kind of hurting us as well, because our upperclassmen that we do have are the ones getting into those positions of fouling out in games. But hopefully we get it going offensively and get some stops defensively. But we do look forward to the challenges. We're never shy to, like I said, we faced Hanover, who was number two, but we didn't back down at all. We're just ready to tackle these teams head on and hopefully come out with a win.
That is Wetmore Girls Basketball Coach Irene Kiefer joining us here on our Locker Room Chats presented by Holton Community Hospital, Wetmore Family Medicine. They will get Clifton Clyde tomorrow night, another TVL showdown. It's no days off for sure when it comes to TVL matchups. But Irene, we appreciate it very much. Thank you for joining us here on our Locker Room Chats. Enjoy the holiday break, and we'll get back to it beginning of the new year. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Enjoy your break, too.